You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it is time to have a bit of a kōrero with old mates from Baycore. A brand new band. Have now put out two songs. This is their first song, Can I Take a Feeling, which is a fantastic homage to The Simpsons. And we've got Nirvana and Sam from Baycore on the line. Kia ora, how are you both?
Kia ora. They tired, but they happy to have this kōrero right now.
It's very nice to have you guys here. We've been loving this song since you put it out. Where did the inspiration for this project come from? Because I know you're doing the singing here, Nirvana. Sam, you're writing a lot of the music. How's that come about?
I'll let you go, Nirvana.
No, I feel like it's like your department because you write most of the music. I'm just like out here, just like floundering and singing like demos that Sam has to like re-record because I'm like really like daft. But I think like Sam had a collection of sounds prior and I really wanted to like do something with like sonic stuff because I've just been doing like visual art stuff and I was like whatever, who else is gonna entertain this situation? And I guess like Sam has like such a varied amount of like gorgeous music.
Yeah, I can say something.
I was working on a bunch of tracks for a bunch of various projects that I don't think I was ever actually going to get around to completing. And I was trying to like sing a lot of these songs and I just wasn't having fun at all with singing.
Right, yeah.
And Nirvana hit me up out of the blue one day and was just like, I kind of want to do something with music. And I was like, oh yeah. And I sat with it for like a little bit and then I was like, oh wait a minute. And then hit them up and they came round one day and we just gave it a trial run. I don't think either of us really knew what we were gonna do or how it was gonna work out. And I think this was the first song that we recorded.
Yeah, it was like quite paralyzing because I was so anxious. I was anxious out of my mind.
I think it sounds like you've both come together then on like, you know, Sam was hitting a rut on something. Nirvana, you were kind of looking for something to do and you've kind of combined your powers for the greater good by the sounds of it.
Totally. And it worked out so well. Like, I mean, I guess people liked the song. It was kind of written as a joke. But,
where did the Simpsons bit come in? This is what I want to know. What was the concept behind Can I Take a Feeling?
The concept behind Can I Take a Feeling is I grew up on The Simpsons. I'm 28. I'm old. I was watching the I Love Lisa episode where Ralph, you know, gives the Valentine's card and everything. And I was like thinking about Ralph in the context of 2022. And I was like, oh my God, the conditions are perfect. This guy would go on to like join some like underground online community.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, my God.
Yeah. Ralph's in the cells.
Yeah, I was like, Ralph's going to get insulitis real bad.
Oh my God, Sam.
And so how this track came about.
Yeah, I just started writing about it from Ralph's perspective, I guess. And the Can I Tick a Feeling is a play on Kirk Van Houten's Can I Borrow a Feeling? Tick, of course, being a slang term for purchasing certain things on credit.
I love it. It's been such a strong song. It's done the rounds on the whole student radio network. And now you've got a new one out today. It's called Pack and Gap. Tell us about this track, Nirvana. What was your contribution to this?
This is like my favorite track out of all the tracks that we recorded. I'm like slightly obsessed with it. This is the second track we recorded. This one's like, we were like so defeated after like recording Can I Take a Feeling because I was like doing like 10,000 takes and I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. And then like we finished recording the first one and the second one was just out of a spur of a moment, to be honest. Like, I don't think it was going to be a part of anything, but like I looked at the words and like I was like, well, we have to give it a go, you know, because it's just gorgeous like writing and like the music. I mean, I personally love it. I don't know about anyone else. I'm a bit obsessed with it.
Oh, I think it's great. Like, the guitar at the beginning is so impressive. And then when your voices come in, it sounds so like melancholic and beautiful.
Yeah, and I think like singing with Sam as well, just like, I don't know, like it sounds really dramatic, but like for someone who like loves hiding behind things, it's so good to have like, you know, like sonic solidarity with like, you know, one of your best friends like singing along with you.
Yeah.
And like also for like something that like causes both of us anxiety, which is just like grocery shopping. Like I'm so overwhelmed by all the aisles and all the people and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this sucks.
This song is written about like actually like a real event that was not okay.
Freaking out in the supermarket.
I had this like breakdown in like a supermarket and just was like, I don't go to the butchery section. I wound up there, and I'm vegetarian. I wound up there and I just got overwhelmed.
It's
by
a lot.
Like, all this packaged meat, and I was like, and
then
I just like started thinking about where my life was at that point.
Oh, no.
And I was like, life is cheap, life is worthless, and I just spiraled.
Oh God, Sam, spiraling in the supermarket though, you're not the first people to do it, nor will you be the last, I have to say, because there's many a song in the like canon of popular music history that's about having a bit of a freak out in the supermarket. So I feel like this is a great new addition to that wide history that has come before. So I reckon we should give it a spin now. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Nirvana. If people want to track down Baycore stuff, where do they go? Because we've had a few texts from people saying, I've been searching for this song on the BFM playlist for weeks. So how do they get it?
Oh, it's like on like everywhere, isn't it? It's on Spotify, it's on Bandcamp, it's on
Apple Music.
It's not on SoundCloud.
It's not on SoundCloud. Yeah. It's on Apple Music, it's on Spotify, Bandcamp.
It's around. Just type Bake Op in. I suppose that's gonna do it.
Amazing.
It's Baycorp, Baecorp.
Perfect.
And that's a play on Baycorp, the debt collection agency, whom I have a long-standing vendetta with.
Fair enough, as do many people, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Sam and Nirvana, a.k.a. Baycorp, for coming in.
Thank you, Rachel and Zoe.
And speaking with us about this, let's have a hoon on your new song.
Okay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.